Anusha, Golden Globe nominations out this morning. I know Vice, about Vice President Dick Cheney, was leading the way. What were your overall impressions? What were your takeaways?
Well, you're right. This morning was the 76th Golden Globe nominations that were announced here in Beverly Hills. It's always hard to tell from this group of nominations what that means for the awards season and the all-important Oscars in February. It was a surprise to some degree to see Vice be the biggest nomination gatherer. It had six. It sort of led the way. A Star is Born, The Favourite, and Green Book each got five. And, you know, there were some surprises, and that can kind of be expected because it's a group of 88 foreign journalists. It's not the sort of diverse 7,000 members of the voting academy, which are actors and people from the industry. It's a bit more predictable by the time we get to the Oscars. But this, you know, it had some surprises and snubs on the picture side, with First Man, for example, not getting a nomination of any kind of in the big categories. And also, you know, it's a bunch of TV awards as well. So we saw some snubs for shows like Glow and Atlanta that have been recognized before.
Likewise with This Is Us.
Exactly, yeah. So it was a bit, there was a lot of difference, and you know, Sacha Baron Cohen getting a nomination for his sort of satirical show earlier this year. And it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in January. Mostly awards prognosticators don't put too much on this set of awards. It's the first big kind of glossy awards of the season, most high profile, but it's not really one we look to for what the Oscars are going to be. To those, we look for the Guild Awards, the SAG, Screen Actors Guild, Producers Guild, and Directors Guild, which come out later in the year.
So I want to ask you about the categories. They break up Best Picture into drama and then musical. And Star is Born, tons of music in it. It was not in the musical category. It was nominated in the drama category, right? And wasn't Bohemian Rhapsody nominated as well? Another rock picture, lots of music in it. Why weren't they in the musical categories?
Well, it's a good point. And, you know, it was a similar controversy, you know, in past years. Like, for example, when The Martian was, you know, put into a comedy category, and it really is just not a comedy or a musical. And so it can be a bit unpredictable how they classify things. And sometimes, you know, it seemed like, is it like just a way of making sure they can get enough nominations in? You know, another thing was Bohemian Rhapsody being kind of nominated in a top five category at all. Really, it's not really had the kind of acclaim that would really put it up into Oscar, into awards contentions. I don't expect it to get any kind of major recognition at the Oscars. But I mean, you know, it doesn't surprise me really to have Lady Gaga up there. I mean, the Golden Globes is known for sort of recognizing the big stars, the A-listers. So that's kind of what I expect to play out.